your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
For the second year in a row, we could have to pay more council tax in Kent. Bosses have been revealing their spending plans and what they need to do to balance the books. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the people in charge of the authority have revealed they need to make savings of £80 million next year. That's on top of the £433 million they've already saved over the last 5 years. According to the man in charge of finance at KCC, it's because of two main reasons.
One is the increasing level of demand, particularly with the elderly population and their needs. But also, of course, we've lost another £33 million in government grant funding.
That's Councillor John Simmons. Now, we haven't got any details yet on what services could be affected by those spending cuts, but we do know they'd like to try and raise £11 million by increasing the amount we all pay in council tax.
We really do have no choice.
That's council leader Paul Carter. The hike would work out at about £20 a year for a Band D home.
The public will understand, with government grant reducing substantially, the pressure on our services to help and support the elderly and vulnerable, that 1.99% on the council tax is a must-do.
A six-week consultation to find out what we all think is underway. Final decisions on the budget won't be made until next year.
This is KMFM News.
It's understood the Foreign Office has received assurances that a sentence of 350 lashes will not be carried out on a British grandfather in Saudi Arabia. 74-year-old Carl Andre has served a year in jail after being caught with homemade wine in his car. His son Simon fears he's too frail to survive the punishment.
You'll kill him. He's too old. He's not a 50-year-old, you know, young man anymore. I just fear that he'll have a heart attack or something, the stress of it and what it's going to do to him. I'm just really worried for him. Really, really worried. You know, he's an old, frail man. He's had cancer 3 times, suffers from asthma. We're concerned he's not having the checks he needs. We just want them home, basically.
A body found in a badly damaged car in East Sussex has been identified as a 55-year-old man from Tunbridge Wells. Emergency crews were called to reports of a vehicle that had crashed on Bunny Lane in front in the early hours of last Thursday. Police are still trying to work out how the accident happened. There are fears for patient safety at Kent's largest hospital as it's revealed it's dealing with a huge shortfall in funding. According to accounts for Medway Maritime in Gillingham, their deficit has trebled to more than £30 million over the past year. That's despite £1 million being paid to financial consultants since last June.
KMFM News.
Police investigating an attempted robbery in Gillingham, which left a man with serious head injuries, have made another appeal for information. The victim was hit on the head in Ingram Road just over 2 weeks ago. Officers have released CCTV images of two men they want to speak to. We've tweeted them via at KMFM News. KMFM has been told a mobile chemotherapy unit has made a huge difference to cancer patients in East Kent. It's been running for the past 2 years and is said to have saved more than 10,000 hours in travel and waiting time. The unit's named after TV presenter Karen Keating, who lost her battle with the disease in 2004. Her mum Gloria Hunniford, who lives in Sevenoaks, says it's something her daughter would have supported.
It's so convenient, and also it means that patients who need chemotherapy and have to have chemotherapy, they can tie it in maybe with their personal lives and their children, looking after their children in a much better position. So it's a wonderful idea, and I hope that it just goes right across the country. This idea of the privacy of being able to go to a unit in your own locality is a stunning idea, and I know that it's one that Karen would really appreciate it at the time.
And plans to completely regenerate a part of Canterbury have been unveiled. The 10-acre site at Kingsmead is set to include shops, bars, restaurants, homes and a multiplex cinema. Work is due to begin late next year. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
Cricket, and it's day one of England's first test against Pakistan in Abu Dhabi. The tourists are bowling first and have managed just 2 wickets all day. A short while ago, Pakistan were on 228 for 2 in their first innings. And in football, England maintained their 100% record in Euro 2016 qualifying last night. A 3-0 victory in Lithuania means the Group E winners have a maximum 30 points. Manager Roy Hodgson says the players he selected didn't let him down.
I thought the quality of our football throughout the game was very, very good, and even towards the end, you know, we were working very hard to win the ball back when we lost it, despite the fact that we were 3-0 up and could have been even more goals ahead.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.